Good afternoon, everyone. I call this meeting of the Senate Education Committee to order. It is 3:30 p.m. on Friday, February 10th. We are in the Belts Committee Room of the State Capitol here in Juneau. I please ask everyone to mute their cell phones. Members present today is President Vice Chair Gary Stevens. We have Senator L.B. Gray Jackson. We are joined by Senator Jesse Bjorkman. I know Senator Jesse Keel is running a few moments late, will be with us momentarily, and myself, Senator Lukey Gale Tobin. Let the record reflect, we have a quorum to conduct business. I would like to extend my special thanks to Sydney and to Mary Gwen for holding down the fort, and also special thanks to my substitute committee aide, Trevor Bailey, who is celebrating a birthday today. Today, the committee will hold its second hearing on Senator Kawasaki's Senate Bill 14. This is to implement a temporary retirement incentive program for public employees. We'll be taking public testimony. For those who would like to provide public testimony, they can call in. If they are in the Anchorage area, that number is 907-563-9085. If they are in the Juneau area, that phone number is 907-586-9085. And in all other areas of Alaska, you can call 1-844-586-9085. You can also submit your public comments to our Senate Education email, which is senate.education@akleg.gov. All right, are you ready? I believe we have Senator Kawasaki's aide here to help remind us of what this piece of legislation is seeking to do, and that we also have online Melinda Voigt from the Division of Retirement and Benefits, and she will be helping us walk through any questions that we might have or any other issues. Hello, Mr. Hayes. If you would please identify yourself for the record and remind us what this legislation is trying to do.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Kawasaki, and a quick overview of Senate Bill 14. Senate Bill 14 would implement a temporary voluntary retirement incentive program to increase state savings by allowing public employees to retire up to 3 years early and to set in statute a way for school districts to rehire retired teachers through a 12-month contract. Long-serving public employees are among the highest paid in the state. In many cases, pensions paid to retirement employees will cost the state less money than current salaries. Providing high-salary employees the option to retire early will save Alaska money through lower personnel costs. And with that, Madam Chair, I'm open for questions, or if folks would like to speak to Ms. Voigt, we're ready for that also.
Excellent. I know that we did not go through the fiscal notes last time. Would you like to walk us through the fiscal notes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we have two fiscal notes. One is, the first one is from the Governor's Office, OMB. The first year is $110,000, 85 general fund, 25 general fund program funds. And the second fiscal note is from the Department of Retirement and Benefits, and FY24, we're looking at a total cost of $793,000, and then in FY25 and FY26, a total cost of $793,000. When this bill was introduced last year, we had an indiscriminate fiscal note for these amounts.
All right. Are there any questions from the committee? Ms. Voigt, would you like to make any additional comments?
Through the chair, no, I do not.
All right. Well, seeing no comments here, we are going to open public testimony. I now open public testimony for SB 14. Is there anyone here in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, we're going to go online, and I do see that we have one individual from Big Lake, Bert Howtalling. Bert, if you could please put yourself on the record and begin your testimony when you are ready.
Hello, my name is Bert Howtalling, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to testify here today. I represent myself, my child, and about 5,000 Alaskans that love listening to what I have to say about Alaska politics. Currently, I'm not in favor of SB 14. The incentive program, when you first begin to read the bill, sounds really wonderful, bringing back old teachers that have retired, allowing them to keep their pensions and programs available to them through a four-year period, allowing you to retain a workforce to be able to keep them out there while you're trying to bring new teachers in. Where I find the problem is where you get a little bit about midway into a quarter of the way through, and you discover that now this has turned into a defined benefits program. You know, the bill that's being pushed through the House right now, HB 22, it is extremely resembles exactly what that is. We've already been through this in our state. It nearly bankrupted us. It put us billions and billions behind. In fact, we still have over $4 billion in debt that we still have to try to cover. That's a negative on our books every single year. Our municipalities just here in the Mat-Su Valley is $400 million in the hole trying to cover up these benefit defined benefit programs that you have. You refuse to give a fiscal note today, obviously. You want us to be testifying on something we have no idea what the end cost is going to be. What is this going to cost the municipalities? What is this going to cost the boroughs? How much more money are they going to have to come up with to match what you guys are trying to put into the program? It seems to be lost when you're talking for like bills SB 52 and the base student allocation. You're all fine and dandy saying it's just $1,000. Well, if there's only 130,000 students in the state of Alaska, how do you come up with $250 million? It seems like the new math you're teaching is falling through into the senior leadership there in the education committee, and maybe we need to get back to a hardcore curriculum of teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic back in our schools. Quit trying to plug the money into the pockets to push this ideological agenda that is indoctrinating our children, and it's not helping or benefiting anything. If you want to retain teachers, stop hamstringing them, trying to make them the parents of our children, and actually let them be teachers teaching our children. Parents' job is for the parents, and the schools seem to be taking that over, and it is really, really saddening to hear. I am all for bringing in the retired teachers that have retired and allowing them to continue on educating our children, receive their benefits while they're doing this, and being able to not to opt into new retirement programs. But reading after 4 years that now they could absolutely option into a more of a defined benefits program like HB 22, like it's being offered by the police officers and the firefighters, it states it right in the language of the bill. This really needs to change. Thank you so much for allowing me to testify here today. I am a definite no for SB 14 and SB 52.
Thank you, sir. Seeing as there's no one else online and seeing that there is no one else here in the room, I'm going to close public testimony for SB 14. All right. I do want to note that the fiscal notes are available on BASIS for SB 14. They are available underneath the bill on akledge.gov. So if individuals are looking for that information, they should be publicly available for everyone to evaluate. With that being said, are there any additional questions from committee on this piece of legislation? Excellent. Well, I'm going to set an amendment deadline for end of business Thursday, February 16th. That's end of business Thursday, February 16th. If you could please work with my office to get those amendments drafted by Ledge Legal, I'd really appreciate it. Also, I'd like to note that we did have SB 52 scheduled for today, but we will not be taking action on that legislation. The amendment deadline for SB 52 is end of business today. We will continue closely examining SB 52 and we'll bring it back up at a later date. Once again, I would just like to wish my committee aide happy birthday. Mm-hmm. With that, seeing that there's no other business before the committee, I'm going to conclude this meeting at 3:39 p.m.